We are now up to Simen Resh Pei Vav, and we'll be doing just that, the Simen. Sif Aleph, Zman Tfilas Musif Miyarach or Tfilas Shachris. The Zman of Musif is right after Shachris. Ve'en La'achor Yoser Miyatsov Zayin Shos. Ve'mispalo Sachar Shev Shos Nikra Poshea. Vafal Bikain Yotzi Rechav Osa. Vahalachi is the Zman Musif is ideally right after Shachris. You shouldn't put it off certainly till after the end of the first 7 hours of the day. If you did, you're called a Poshea, but you're Yotze anyway. Why is it that this Musaf is right after Shachris? Because they brought the Karban Musaf right after the Karban Tamid. Right after Karban Tamid. The Levushe Srod wants the Taina that you shouldn't daven Musaf right after Shachris if you're davening Vasikin, because they didn't bring the Karban Musaf that early. But the Mishtabura did not see that someone who was up for Vasikin should wait for Musaf later. Let him daven Musaf, let him go eat, and let him go to sleep. The Mishtabur did not like the idea of being ma'akar of the Suda in order to daven Musaf later. Not l'chatchila, you should daven Musaf not right after Shachris. If not, then make sure to daven it before a half hour after Chatzos, so you don't have problems of what comes first, Musaf or Minchuk. We're going to see that's a whole shaila. But you're not called a Poshea unless the first 7 hours of the day have passed and you didn't daven Musaf. The Yeshba Nesias Kapayim, the Kohenim Duchin. Oh yes, we skipped a bit of Mechaber. The Imshachav Lo Espalat Shavar Kol Zmana Ein La Tashlumin. The Musaf does not have any Tashlumin, unlike Shachris and Mincha or Mariv, because this has the Korban in the Mefurish, and it cannot be said any time outside the Zman of the Korban. As opposed to Shachris, even if it is Keneged the Tamid, but there is no mention of the Karban Tamid in Shachris. And there is Nesias Kapayim, in Chutz Loretz there isn't, only on Shabbos and Yontif. Hagah, v'mispal lo sekodim tfilas Shachris yotza. The Ramah says that daven Musaf before Shachris, you are yotza. The same way that if you bring the Karban Musaf before the Karban Tamid, b'di'evad your yotza. Siv beis kol yochid chayev lispal tfilas hamusaf. Every individual has to daven Musaf, b'enem yesh tzibur b'ir or lo, whether there's a tzibur in the city or not. Why is that? I would have had a hava mina that it's like the Karban Musaf that was brought by the tzibur on behalf of every yochid. Kamash malon, that tfilas Musaf was meant for the yochid. Hagav achaka chozer hashatz at tefillah kamo b'shar tefillahs. There's a chazar hashatz for Musaf. Siv Gimel. Muter litom kodem tefillahs hamusafim. There's no iser te'ima before Musaf. Dahainu, what is that? Achilis peiris. Or afilu pas mu'ed, even pas less than a kebetza. Afilu te'ima sheyesh b'kadei lisod halev. Avol suda aser, mamish a suda, sit down suda, where you wash and have a nice amount of bread, that you're not allowed to do. There is the problem. What do you do with kiddush? The halach is at Shabbos. You have to make kiddush before you eat. How do you make kiddush? So lamaisa, Mishtaburah says if you're going to make kiddush before Musaf, you should not have. You shouldn't really have pas. What you could do is drink another revius of wine aside from the kosher kiddush. B'shas atchak, we hold that one revius is good enough for both of them. Someone who's really weak can eat pas even more than a kebetza. He can wash and have pas more than a kebetza. Not only that, but if he doesn't have wine for kiddush yet, the Mishtabura allows someone who's ill to eat mezonos. Now, in the case of a kohen, where he's not supposed to drink too much wine, if he wants to duchen in a place where you duchen or on Yontif or on Rosh Hashanah, so what a kohen should do is drink. He can drink another revius of our wine, which is diluted, and because of that, a revius betzimtzum is not a revius of yayin really. Now, lamaisa, this really depends on what's going on. There's plenty of natural wine out there. And a Kohen really has to be careful that he's not a shosui before he gets up to Duchen. Siv Dalid. Hayu l'fan of shtei tefillas. Acha shal mincha v'acha shal musafim. You haven't daven mincha, you haven't daven musaf. It's time you can daven either one of them. Kagon she'ichir melispal tefillas musaf avav shos umechtze. What happens? He waited till the zman mincha to daven musaf. Shuzman tefillas mincha. Tzarech lispalol shal mincha tchila v'achakach shal musaf. First he davens mincha then musaf because todeh v'sheina todeh, todeh called him. A mincha we daven every day. Hagah umiyu imhiktim shal musaf yotza. That's only l'chatchila b'dievad your yotza. V'yeshomim dainu davka shetzarech atal lispalol shneim. That's if the time will force you to daven both now. Kagon, when do you have no choice? Shirotza lechol, that the person wants to eat. What is it that he wants to eat? Vasul lechol achi spal mincha. What aren't you allowed to eat before mincha? So the halacha is that before mincha gdola, the only thing that's aser is a suda gdola, which is a sudas bris, a sudas nesuin, not even a sudas yantif. Whereas before mincha ktana, that's where you're not koveini suda. So we'd have to be talking about that he wants to eat a suda gdola in a way that's aser. And there we would say that since you're required to daven mincha for that halacha, we'd say todeh v'sheina todeh, mincha comes first. Avol me'in tzarech atol lispal mincha yochol lahakdim shel musaf. If he doesn't have to daven mincha first, he should daven musaf first. Hago miu imigia mincha ktana, yispal mincha tchila. This we saw before, that once mincha ktana comes, you can't eat, and therefore you should daven a mincha first. V'yesh mishor shen olsen kein betzibur lakim tfilis mincha tfilis musaf v'desh layitu. Some say that you're going to confuse the tzibur. You never daven mincha before musaf betzibur. Now, what happens if somebody realizes just before Shkia that he didn't daven mincha and musaf, and the question should he daven mincha and daven a tashlumin for musaf, which he can't, he just loses it, or should he daven musaf and then daven two minchas, daven an extra mincha later? So, lemaisa, daven an extra marv, you make up for mincha in marv. The Mishtabura comes out, he brings the poskim that say, you're better off davening Musaf now because Mincha has Tashlumin and Musaf doesn't have Tashlumin. However, he brings a Dagom or Vavu who brings a Yerushalmi that says the opposite. Sifei b'Shabbos v'yontev ein omrim baruchu achar kadosh basra. We don't say baruchu at the very end of davening on Shabbos and Yontev.